Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stick and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
So we had KJ Wright, right? Teammate of his for a decade there in Seattle. Great guy. And we asked him, and he said, 70% are going to cheer. Tyler Lockett, the captain, right? Yesterday, I don't know if you heard his comments in Seattle. He was hoping and say, hey, listen, this is a business. I would hope the fans would understand that this guy gave his everything and would cheer him and trying to like pour the fans into cheering for him. I think KJ and Tyler's pleas are going to fall on deaf ears.
Brock Huard from our sister station in Seattle, who will be appearing on all of our shows throughout the course of the season. You're laughing.
Brock just texted me and told me to quit cussing on air.
Well,
sorry, Brock. Yeah, I didn't mean to let you down. I know, Brock.
That's the first time you've ever done that. I really think in the six, almost 7 years we've worked together, that's the first time you've ever done that. Brock is part of an explosive ESPN article that details and goes into maybe more from the Seattle side of things, why things did not work out and why the split happened. Who are you inclined to believe when it all comes to this? There's finger pointing going each way. Who has the most legitimacy in your mind?
Oh, I think Russ has the most legitimacy. I mean, I understand how organizations work, man. I get it. And it's easy. You know how easy it is for organizations to throw out their narrative out there and make you. I mean, all you have to do is look at contract negotiations. You can offer a dude a fake contract, right? A contract that doesn't give you the upfront money you want or doesn't give you the market value that you want, but you can throw out the end number out there and be like, hey, man, we just made him offer to make him the richest player in football. I mean, I can't believe how selfish this guy is. Like, that's what the Dallas Cowboys did to Dak Prescott for 2 years. For 2 years, it made our smear campaign of Paxton Lynch, I mean, look like a birthday cake party. What they did, there was malfeasance involved in what they did in the reporting of that contract. So I understand how organizations do it, because why? I mean, the fans root for laundry. They root for the organization, so it's easy to turn on a player. I get why they do it, but anytime that kind of news comes out, it comes from the organization. And when it comes from the organization, as I parse it out, you know, 30% of it's true, 70% of it is the narrative that we want out there.
Next and four down.
Second down.
This is my pick for MVP this year. I'm going with Russell Wilson. The Broncos have gotten their guy, and the Broncos are going back to the playoffs because of this guy. Denver is one of the best football towns. Denver is an awesome football town. It's been silent for nearly 7 years. It is time for the Denver Broncos to rise up. It is time for the city of Denver to not only just have an amazing hockey and basketball team, but to have a football team once again. I am going with Russell Wilson, and I will give you two words. Let's rock.
Let's go!
Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football on the NFL Network making his pick for MVP, Russell Wilson. Wow, that's quite an endorsement.
Let me ask you, what time does Schrags go on? What time does that show kick off?
Oh,
you know what time that's Good Morning Football?
Well, they're on when we're on. I mean, they start, I think, around.
Say, I need to text Schrags.
Well, we'll get him on.
Let's see if I can
probably
get him
after
on tomorrow.
His show is over. We're still on.
You think?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
All right. Reach out to him.
I'm going to reach out to him.
And don't swear when you reach out to him, okay? Next and four down.
I'll be like, hey,
next and four down.
Third down.
Man, it's going to be ups and downs. You're going to have to gel as a team. You're going to have to believe in each other. Offense and defense, special teams, everybody has to play off each other. It just can't just be one-sided. And, I mean, man, that team, we had fun. We hung out all the time outside. We had a guy by the name of Von Miller, and we would hang out all the time. I mean, our camaraderie on the field was the same as off the field.
Manuel Sanders retiring yesterday, but shedding some really good advice, having been part of the 2015 Super Bowl team, on what it takes for this team to be able to get to that level. And Orlando Franklin, who was in for you yesterday, we were talking about that because he left the year before the Broncos won the Super Bowl. But he said, absolutely, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, you could see this team was ready. But they had to go through some adversity. They went through a lot of adversity along the way. As high as the expectations are for this season and for where this thing is going with Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson and new ownership, should we expect there are going to be some real bumps? There are going to be some adversity. It won't be all smooth on the way to getting there. And that could start with this year.
Sure. I mean, there's always going to be, you always have to overcome things. There's always going to be a bump or two in the road. That's the way it goes. And that's part of the learning curve, the learning experience. That's part of how you grow up as a football team. So there's going to be some of those things that you're going to have to overcome. And but that's the good stuff, Mike.
Right.
That's the stuff that you learn what you're made out of. You learn what your team's made out of. And ultimately, if you're good as an organization, how you respond to that stuff. If you don't have the right people in place to respond the correct way, guess what? Then it's time to go, hey, listen, man, we're going to go in a different direction. We've got to find like, this is why it's a rubber meets the road season for Jerry Jeudy. We've got to see if he's the right guy.
Absolutely. He's faced his adversity. As right. A team, that adversity may be coming. But, yeah, he's faced his. How does he handle it? Next and four down.
One, two, three. Fourth down.
This ball is hammered to deep left. Take a good look. You won't see this for long. Where will this one land? Two rows shy of the concourse. Second big league home run for Michael Tolia. A three-run shot in the third.
Drew Goodman there with the call. AT&T Sportsnet. Hey, this is going to be the narrative all throughout the offseason into next season. There's a new wave of young, exciting prospects coming. Rockies fans, get ready. The future's bright. Plus, you got the ballpark. Hey, man, good times are coming down the road. You know how teams love to sell youth movements.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Tolia, though, big part of it. Couple of tanks yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, how good is that? There's another. Hey, you'll sell the youth movement. Like you said, that's always, the youth movement is always fun. You know, until it resembles more of a bowel movement at some point, right? Hey, man, I love the whole potential, but at some point you got to build a resume. And, hey, all the kid can do is keep working on the resume, right? But we've seen the youth movement sold here before. And, hey, when you do build a resume, you know what ends up happening to the youth? It goes somewhere else to play. So forgive me if I'm not super excited right now because I've just I've just seen how this works.
That'll do it for Four Down Territory. Coming up next, there's a part of this ESPN article that I want to get into where there is some serious. One team looks at it one way. Russell Wilson looked at it the other way. I'm curious to see where you come down on it because I think what you're about to say is going to fly in the face of everything else you said to this point about that article. That's coming up next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
All right, this ESPN article that has created a lot of conversation since it came out yesterday. And, Mark, you sound to me like somebody that looks at this as it's kind of a slanted hit job on Russell Wilson. Slanted towards Seattle. It's written by a Seahawks reporter. Most of the quotes are all from Seattle organizational sources. You can't help but notice the timing. Monday Night Football on ESPN. And this is certainly a great way to you know, spark some interest and grab some headlines, some clickbait, all of that. But there is part of it that I am curious to get your reaction to. Because after that Super Bowl that Brady won in Tampa, right after that, Russell Wilson came out in a press conference and vented about pass protection and the fact that he had been sacked nearly 400 times in his career, the most in a player's first nine seasons, and was, in his words, way too many. And you've always said, I don't know if it's so much the offensive line as much as it is Russ holds onto the ball too long, trusts his mobility too long, and you feel that the biggest part of Nathaniel Hackett's first season on the job with Russell Wilson is to kind of curb him of all of that. So from that standpoint, is this part of the article right on?
Okay, well, no. And let me lend some insight into what you just said, because things don't necessarily, and we know this is part of the business, things don't necessarily get full context at times. So does Russell Wilson hold the ball too long? Absolutely. Does he need to work on that? Absolutely. Has he taken too many sacks that were his fault? Of course. Absolutely. But you also have to understand the organizational philosophy and what's happened. Now, my good buddy, Tom Cable, who was my teammate at the University of Idaho, who is a not a good offensive line coach, but a great O-line coach, was tutored by Alex Gibbs. He is top-notch in this business. Tom was their O-line coach for a long time in Seattle. And there have been times over the course of my, and this is back, going back to my ESPN days, where they had three or four guys starting for them that for most teams might not even be backups. And one of Pete Carroll's philosophies has been, I want more aggressive O-linemen, so let's draft defensive linemen and convert them. And so they have done this as an organization, and anybody who covers Seattle full-time would be able to tell you this. You know, one of their tackles was a former tight end. They had a starting guard for a very long time who was a defensive tackle in college. This is a Pete Carroll construction. Like, I want more aggression up front. And so as opposed to saying, hey, let's get trained offensive linemen in the most skilled position in football, let's train them from defensive players to offensive players. And that's a hard thing. I think I understand the theory behind it. I really do. But it is, especially at this level, the skill that is involved in playing that position is so immense that that's a very hard transition. Brian Habib did it out of University of Washington when he went to Minnesota. They transitioned him. They moved him from D-tackle to offensive guard. And you guys remember him being a starter here on our Super Bowl team, the first one Super Bowl 30 team at right 32 at right guard. The cat, and I'm missing his name, but he played for a long time. He was an aggressive dude. I apologize because I can't remember his name. But he played in Seattle, then he went to Tampa, and he became a good player. But, you know, I mean, sometimes the aggressiveness got the worst of him. So you've got to understand organizational philosophy. They haven't been good up front, Mike. They haven't been good up front in a lot of seasons. But on top of that, you couple the fact that they're not good up front, and then you say also on top of that, well, Russell Wilson takes too many sacks. And from an organizational standpoint, I know one of the things that frustrates them is, yeah, we give up 40 sacks, 44 sacks, and that's unacceptable. But, Russ, 15 of them are your fault, or 16 of them are your fault. So we eliminate those 15 or 16, and now we're 30 in the middle of the pack as opposed to at the very, you know, lower end of the scale, or the very dead last or whatever it is. So That's the organizational frustration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's clear. And they referenced in the article a play at the end of last season in which they lost to the Bears. They were leading by a touchdown midway through the fourth quarter. Wilson in the shotgun on third down, had a clean pocket, scrambled, ended up taking a sack. They ended up missing a field goal and ended up losing the game. And after the game, Carroll was critical of Wilson, saying, quote, "We can't take a sack there." Wilson, in his quote, said, "I was trying to play ball like I know how to and always do." And there you go. I mean, there's two sides, right?
Right. And that's a problem. Like, so here would be my criticism of Russell Wilson. If you don't understand, like, that situational aspect of football, and you don't see that as a problem, you don't see that as putting your team in harm's way. Sometimes sacks happen. I get that, right? Sometimes you're in a situation where you have to make a play. Sometimes your best play is to throw it away and play for that field goal. And if you don't have that in your mind, and again, this comes back to my whole theory about default mechanisms. And when you're a gifted athlete, and this is a really hard habit to break, like, it's not a hard habit for Brady to break. It's not a hard habit for Manning to break, because they can't rely on athleticism because they have none. Now, sorry, Peyton. He has, I mean, but you know what I'm saying, relatively speaking, right? Now, on the street, he's a good athlete. He's not a great athlete on the street. I mean, are you like you against Peyton? I might put money on you in a 40.
I would like my chances, actually. I'd like my chances.
Saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I think I might put money on Evans. Just those two heads running side by side.
Oh, my God.
Now that I think about it.
You know what? It would look like the mascot races at the Nationals game.
Yeah, it would. Would you be George Washington or would you be Abe Lincoln?
And who would pay me?
You'd be George. You'd be George because it's a rounder head.
Right.
He'd be Abe because it's a taller
head. Right. And we'd both be trying to run, trying to keep our heads, you know, from causing us to topple over.
Right, exactly.
Now that's some injury.
But But anyhow, like if your default mechanism is, hey, turn it into athleticism, like I said 100 times before, that's a hard habit to break. And if you don't think it's a problem, then you are the problem.
Coming up.
That is a problem.
Coming up, what's trending? More on Russell Wilson in this ESPN article. The NFL is back. How do you see it? Bills and Rams tonight. And a big Mets fan blames Timmy Trumpet for the Mets woes. Who's that fan? We'll tell you, and you'll hear it next.
Coach Hackett, any nerves about your head coaching debut?
No, this isn't my first game. It's still calling the plays. It's still going through, you know, the same process you go through throughout the week. There's just a couple other people you got to talk to without the week. But, I mean, in the end, it's a football game. In the end, it's about your preparation. Once you prepare the whole week and you feel great about it, then you're on autopilot and ready to make adjustments if you need to.
No shortage of confidence in Broncos country these days. We are on the road to the Monday night opener in Seattle. Let's ride, Denver. We do it loud. At DenverFan.com and Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Broncos country, let's ride.
You know, last month there was more credit card debt than ever in American history. Yikes. Talking to Brett Imeson of Ideal Home Loans, he passed along these warnings. When you borrow more than 50% of your available credit, your credit score gets hammered. So while you think you're fighting inflation by using your credit card to pay for stuff, you're actually really hurting your credit score. That's the bad news. The good news is Ideal Home Loans can help. Sooner you call, the more options you have. It starts with that call. No pressure. Good people. Experts who will ask what your goals are. They'll ask the questions the bank won't. Let them crunch the numbers for you. End of the day, Ideal Home Loans can save you thousands of dollars every month, and refis are done in a week. Ideal Home Loans has been helping homeowners and home buyers for 20 years now. I've done a mortgage and a refinance with them, and I can tell you they're so easy to work with. They do all the work. They take care of all the anxiety that can come out of this process. At Ideal Home Loans, first they listen, then they lend. Call 303-867-7000 or apply online at idealhomeloans.com.
Equal Opportunity Lender, regulated by DORA, NMLS 1367 56. For terms and conditions, call 844-45-IDEAL.
Fellas, we all know when it comes to being a man, there are a few fundamentals we need to stick to, especially when it comes to managing our mental health. For me, when life gets hectic and out of control, I like to think back to some wisdom my old coach, Joe Gibbs, gave me. Character drives talent to greatness. It's important to remember that even the best players still need good coaching. Fortunately for men, Dr. Rich Mahogany offers some great coaching over at mantherapy.org. So when your mind can't quite focus on the X's and O's, Man Therapy's 20-point head inspection is the perfect strategy to help you tackle things like anger, stress, divorce, sleep issues, anxiety, and a whole lot more. It's free, confidential, and only takes a few minutes. And you'll find out if there are areas in your life that might need a little extra attention on the chalkboard. And don't worry, Dr. Mahogany has the tools and resources for you to get a game plan to get you back on track. Trust me, guys, taking care of your mental health is the manliest thing you can do. Go to mantherapy.org today. That's Man Therapy, therapy the way a man does.
This is Kirk Herbstreit, and this season I'll be calling Thursday Night Football exclusively on Prime Video alongside Al Michaels. You heard it right. 15 TNF games will be live only on Prime Video, and we've got advanced stats, multiple broadcasts, and more. This new chapter of TNF kicks off Thursday, September 15th, when the Chiefs host the Chargers. Not yet a Prime member? Go to Amazon.com/Prime Video. The Prime Night of Football only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In order for small businesses to thrive, they need to be smart, efficient, agile, staying ahead of the market at every turn, and finding ways to do more with less. That's never been more important than it is right now. So for a limited time, Comcast Business is introducing Small Business Savings, a deal for companies across the country. When you call in now, you can get powerful internet for just $39 a month for 12 months. $39 a month with no annual contract and a money-back guarantee. All on the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses with the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. So if you're a small business owner, don't wait. Call and get started today. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Offer ends 9/21/22. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 50 megabits per second internet customers only. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Call or go online for details. After promo, regular rates apply.
Did you know that rubies and sapphires are a gem variety of the same mineral called corundum? What's the distinction? Rubies are red. Sapphires encompass all the other colors. I'm Tom Shane. At Shane Company, we offer natural rubies and over a dozen colors of natural sapphires, including blue, yellow, green, and pastel colors like lavender and pink. I fly to Bangkok to buy them. Traveling to the gemstone capital of the world allows me to examine each stone individually and only choose those that are full of fire and life. That's what gives corundum its beauty, the brilliance within the stone. I then have each stone expertly recut by our Bangkok team of full-time stone cutters to maximize its inherent beauty. We have the largest selection of rubies and sapphires in town. Visit us and see for yourself. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's bedtime at the home of SiriusXM, but Conan O'Brien is still awake.
Turns out you don't need a car to listen to SiriusXM. You can listen to the app anywhere, in your room, by the pool, at the
laundry. Brad Paisley just really needs his beauty sleep.
Conan, I just really need my beauty sleep.
Maybe really expensive boat, like a yacht.
The waves could rock you gently to sleep.
Don't encourage him, guys.
Oh, sorry. Night-night. Everything you want to hear lives here on SiriusXM. Get the SiriusXM app now.
Denver Sports Snapshot.
Tonight on The Fan starting at 6:15. Buffalo faces L.A. Powered by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Saturday morning on ESPN Denver 1600. Home of the Colorado State Rams. CSU takes on Middle Tennessee with pregame starting at noon.
Snapshot presented by Shomp BMW. One price, one person, 1 hour.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Well, what's trending here locally is the reaction to that Russell Wilson Seattle Seahawks ESPN piece. Hit job, if you will, or at least maybe giving you some idea as to what happened with the split. And really what it comes down to in reading the article is Russell Wilson had a vision of how this offense should run. Pete Carroll had another. And ultimately, Seattle, the owners, the organization, they sided with Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that. I mean, good luck with that.
Yeah, I think if you're surmising the article, right, you're summarizing it, that's probably pretty accurate. It was do you believe in Pete we trust or in Russ we trust? And they decided Pete was the answer. And I will tell you firsthand, man, organizational arrogance, organizational hubris, like that's a very real thing. It's also a very dangerous thing because you can spend a decade in the desert. I promise you that.
The NFL is back tonight. Here we go. Uninterrupted NFL football until the middle of February. Bills, Rams.
Mm.
Who you got?
Mike, you know, I know that it's funny. I was doing this satellite media tour, right? And everybody's talking Bills, Bills, Bills. It's all about the Bills. And people are excited about the Bills.
Oh, yeah, the two biggest Bills fans on the station, Zach Bye, D-Mac.
Josh Allen.
They're very excited about their Bills.
Right.
It'd be awkward if the Bills play the Broncos in the playoffs. I mean, geez, these two will be rooting for the Bills.
Who are they
going to
take?
They'll be rooting for the Bills.
I know. Well, that's just the way. Yeah, they're Bills fans. I'm taking the Rams tonight.
Ooh. I'm taking the Bills.
Of course you are. Of course you are. You bought into the hype.
I did buy into the hype. They were 13 stupid seconds away from beating Kansas City and probably winning the Super Bowl. So I think they come back.
I think those
13 seconds.
Here's going to be a really cool thing tonight. Okay. Because the Bills, you know, played their starters 8 reps. They're going to be ready.
The Rams didn't
play anybody. Do you know the Rams haven't played anybody in the preseason since Sean McVay got there?
Yeah.
Nobody. Do you know what their opening day record is over the last 5 years since Sean's been coaching that team?
4-1?
5-0.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. We shall see.
But hey, man, like, you don't play people. You're not ready. We'll see.
Well, it has become the coolest opening for a reliever since Ricky Vaughn came out the Wild Thing.
Right.
And everyone seems to love Edwin Diaz's appearance when he comes into Mets games in New York. Everybody loves it except for Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
Yes. Noted Mets fan Jerry Seinfeld rips the Mets and says everything that has happened, the Mets have blown a 10-game lead in the division, and he blames it all on that stupid, quote, I blame that stupid trumpet performance.
Why?
Quote, celebrating in season, we haven't won anything. Bad mojo. We haven't won anything. Bad mojo. It's terrible, Jerry Seinfeld. But I
went back and looked at it.
What's the deal with the bad mojo? What's the deal with the trumpet? What's the deal?
Did you see when the actual trumpet dude came out there?
Yes, it was awesome. But here's the thing.
It was incredible.
They won that game. And since then, I mean, they haven't been great. They've gone 4-3, but it's not like they have utterly collapsed. Atlanta is just playing lights out baseball right now. And
yeah, plus, Atlanta played the Rockies.
They did play the Rockies, yes. So
the Mets played the Rockies too, though, right?
So while the Mets have, kind of been slogging along, the Atlanta's gotten red hot. But Jerry Seinfeld blames Timmy Trumpet. So it could be we love our curses in baseball. It could be the curse of Timmy Trumpet. Speaking of walk-up songs. So this has become a huge deal now. What these relievers come into, the music that they come into. Well, Dodgers reliever Craig Kimbrell, in an attempt to kind of shake things up, has changed his walk-up song. And folks, all of you parents right now with little kids, grandkids in the car, I apologize.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
Is that what Craig Kimbrell
is now coming into games with this song? And it's worked. He's been pitching really well since he did it.
Good for him, man. I will say this about Kimbrell, man. There was a time back in his Boston days and everything else where nobody, like, people didn't throw 99, right? So he just come out throwing cheese, and he was freaking awesome. Guess what? Everybody throws 99, right? Like, it's no longer a novelty. Everybody comes out throwing 99, 100. So, part of it is the league just catches up to you.
Since he started doing it, he hasn't given up a hit in his last six games.
How really? Well, good for him.
So
good for him.
And for all of you parents and grandparents right now, again, I apologize. That is what is trending. No, I don't, because
you don't.
You love the song. Come on. You never get enough of that song. You can't hear it enough. What's wrong with the song? Coming up, we'll tell you, how did the Rockies fare with their new, maybe the face of their new youth movement? Here's Spilly to fill us in.
Loosen up those joints and muscles. It's time for your 7:45 stretch. Here's Schlereth and Evans with the biggest story in Denver sports.
Well, it's definitely the article that came out yesterday on ESPN, written by Brady Henderson, a Seattle Seahawks reporter for ESPN, and he came on with Stokely and Zach and talked about the piece. But it goes into a lot of detail. Now, what parts of it you want to believe, how much you think is really legitimate, read the piece. But it goes into some detail about what led to the rift and the eventual divorce between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. Let's say it for what it is. It's not Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. It was Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. Russell Wilson wanted to play one certain style. Pete Carroll wanted to do a style that was more in line of what they did early in Russ's career, more based on running the football, heavy on the defense. Don't have your quarterback take as many chances. Don't have the ball in the air as much as maybe Russell Wilson would want. Would you say, you've done a lot of Seattle games over the years. You've talked to Russ. You've talked to Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
If you boil it down to that, does that explain in maybe the best way possible why Seattle was ready to move on from Russell Wilson?
I think that is... That's probably a fair characterization of that relationship. I do think that obviously, like any quarterback that has had a ton of success and has done a lot of really good things, it's a different position, Mike, and it's a different day and age than it was, in Pete's college career or when Pete first came into the NFL and he was the head coach of the Patriots or he was, a coordinator with the Jets or wherever he was. It is a different time. And you see guys that play that position that have like have a, not only a ton of responsibility, I think you've always had a ton of responsibility, but to have a huge voice within the organization. And I that's just the way it's become. And like anything else, Mike, like we've talked about ad nauseum here in Denver about the practice, you know, the way practice goes under Nathaniel Hackett. This is a trend. This is the way the league is moving. And you can get on board or you can fight it. And listen, me for one, I'm glad Seattle fought it. I'm glad that Pete Carroll put his foot down. And I've met with Russ, you know, a bunch. And I will tell you this. I believe him. Now, maybe he's got me fooled. Maybe I'm an idiot. But I believe him when he says, man, I just want to win. I want to go down as the greatest winner of all time. And however we have to win, I am willing to do that. But at the same time, if Russ feels like I want to win, but the best way we can win is I want to put it in my hands. Like, have you ever seen a shooter, like a great shooter in the NBA, for instance, that defers in the last couple of seconds because he doesn't want to take the shot? Because if that's what you have, you know what you're not? You're not a great shooter. Like, great shooters want to shoot. And Russ feels like he's a great player, and he is a great player. So why would I not want more responsibility? Why would I not want more on my shoulders? How many guys and how many quarterbacks have you heard over the years say, hey, man, I want to have more authority at the line of scrimmage? Like, I want to be more in charge. That's a natural progression. It's not a selfish thing. It's a natural progression of that position.
But according to this piece, according to the Seattle view, I'm just bringing the Seattle view into play here.
Sure.
That in order for him to be able to be that kind of player, he relies a lot on his mobility and his escapability and his ability to extend plays. And it is crystal clear coming out of this piece that Seattle, Pete Carroll, John Schneider, they believe that he is not as mobile as he used to be. That part of his game is waning. And that there is real doubt as to whether or not he's going to be able to evolve in the second half of his career. Mm-hmm. Now, Brock Huard, who is a radio host on our sister station in Seattle, he lives here in the Denver area, and he's going to be appearing on all of our shows, including our show, throughout the course of the week, throughout the course of the season. And he's quoted in this piece as saying, and I'll read directly, quote, "It's going to get more and more difficult for him to create and do what he used to do. I do think that's going to be harder. Is that going to hit in 2022? Probably not. I think this will likely be one of his best years for the Broncos. But will he slow down in 23, 24, 25? Yes." He goes on to say, Huard does, quote, "The guys that have endured and changed the threshold and played into their 40s, Brady, Breeze, they played a different game than Russell plays. They play a game totally from the pocket and have done that the entirety of their career. That's not necessarily Russell's game."
Okay, yes. That's all that said is true. I will say this in defense of Russell, and I believe, Mike, I believe that you have to become more efficient from the pocket, more efficient in the middle of the football field. You look at advanced statistics, you know, and you can go through this. And I read an article, and you know, I didn't research the advanced statistics. It was just something I read in an article that Russell had one of the highest completion percentages in the middle of the field in all of football. Right, where people say he doesn't throw it, where people say he can't throw it, and in regards to him, his movement and his scrambling, you're right. As you get older, you won't be able to do as much. But the one thing about Russ is that Russ has never, in my estimation, watching him all these years, he does not take a lot of shots. He does not take a lot of big hits. He's very judicious with the amount of times he gets hit or squared up, and especially when he's scrambling and when he's running with the football. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's as dramatic as it will be with some of the other quarterbacks like Michael Vick, you know, some of the other guys that run around a lot. And let's face it, like, I know that it doesn't happen often, but if you want a case study of a dude that changed the perception of who he was and became a Hall of Famer. Now, Russell's a Hall of Famer already, right? Regardless of what he does from this point forward, he's going to the Hall of Fame. But when Steve Young came in the league out of the XFL, out of the USFL at the Los Angeles Express, I believe that was their name, and then he went to Tampa, and then he went to San Fran where he backed up Joe Montana, Steve Young was known as a scrambler. And he changed that perception to be more of a pocket guy. And that's what got him into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, we'll see, because that is a tough transition. I agree with Brock. That's a tough transition, you know. But to say it's not going to happen and to act like all of a sudden he's going to, you know, fall off the map and he won't be able to do it anymore, I don't necessarily agree with that, because I don't see him scrambling and using athleticism like I see, you know, the kind of quote unquote running quarterbacks do it. It just is, you know, from just this eyeball test, it's not the same to me, Mike. I don't know about you, yeah, but it's just not.
Yeah, it's not just the eyeball test. It's just the numbers themselves. You don't starting in 2015 and then over the next 7 years, you know, have years where you're throwing, you know, 34, 34, 35, 31, 40 touchdown passes, right? All those touchdown passes simply by just, you know, running around and hucking the ball downfield. If you're going to be throwing that many touchdown passes, you're doing so because you have a very clear understanding of how to win from the pocket in addition to doing that other stuff. But he signed that, 4-year, $140 million contract with extension with Seattle a while back that he's playing out here. You don't sign a guy. He doesn't become one of the first members of the $30 million a year club, now one of the first members of the $40 million plus club. You're not doing that unless you've proven that you can win from the pocket. It's why Baltimore's so reluctant to get a deal done with Lamar Jackson. They are not convinced that Lamar Jackson can make the transition, the jump, the leap that Russell Wilson made.
Totally agreed. I totally agree with that statement. And you know, one other thing about Russell and just kind of who he is and what he's become, you're 100% right. You don't throw 40 touchdowns, 35 touchdowns a year, minus like less than 10 interceptions on average. If you can't operate from the pocket, if you can't do those things, because he certainly can. And one thing about Russell, and this is just, you know, this is just, again, the relationship that we've developed, not that it's deep or anything, but, you know, we've been together a bunch in these meeting rooms. Russell's a smart dude. I mean, Russell is very intelligent. Do you really think he doesn't know what he needs to work on? And do you really think as he ages and he witnesses and he studies Tom Brady and he studies Drew Brees and he studies Peyton Manning and he studies the great quarterbacks, you really don't think he understands what he has to do to have that longevity? He wants to play another 10 years. You really don't think he's trying to make that transition? And do you not think that Nathaniel Hackett also knows it? And do you not think that Nathaniel Hackett can say, hey, look, here's what we did with Aaron Rodgers the last 3 years. And look at health, look at the way he is. Because if you remember the last couple of years with Mike McCarthy, man, Aaron Rodgers was beat up, Mike. He was beat up. He missed time. He missed, he broke that collarbone. He had some other injuries. Like, Russell is not stupid. He's a smart dude, and he understands what he has to work on.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.